Hey, pay attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, time now for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Join me today, Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. I'm afraid maybe I should apologize to your mid-Michigan listeners for the snow. Yesterday, I winterized the snowblower, and we put outdoor furniture on the deck, so my bad.
Yeah, what were you thinking? I mean, what were you thinking, Rich? We were so close.
Well, you know us at the Michigan Chamber, always optimistic.
Well, you know, hey, it's good for some businesses, those that clean, you know, sidewalks and driveways and so forth. A little more salt. Salt's where the money is, I understand. You know, and speaking of such things, you know, whether it's a company like that that does all the snow plowing and so forth or lawn maintenance and different companies, I see help wanted signs everywhere. And I talk to people every day, Rich. Every day, you probably do as well, maybe even more than I do, and say, we can't find people to fill job vacancies that we have. I mean, there's jobs open all over the place. I say, well, why aren't you filling? I can't find anybody. What's going on with that?
Well, Steve, you're absolutely correct. With employment rising and unemployment at a historic low, it's kind of a mixed situation. The good news is a lot of Michiganders are working. The challenge is many chamber members, especially small businesses and medium-sized companies, are really struggling. I think that's why we're starting to see more interest, more concern in Lansing on the part of the governor and legislative leaders about closing the skills gap, closing the talent gap. We have constant turnover in the economy, and that can be a good thing. There are 10 million people in our state, about 4.5 million people in the workforce, but for a year or two now, we've had about 100,000 job openings across the state that are difficult to fill or impossible to fill. Part of the challenge, I spoke with our chairman, Arnie Rodriguez, last week from Wayland. He was meeting with a group of local business leaders, and many small businesses report that they have a difficult time finding recent high school graduates who are really ready to enter the world of work.
And what do you mean by that? What do you mean ready? I mean, when I was I got my first job, you know, where I was punching a clock type thing. I was 16, maybe 17, just turned 17. I mean, we were out there every day and doing all sorts of menial labor, entry-level type jobs. What's the problem getting kids going?
We are talking in this case about entry-level jobs. Steve, like you, I had my first work permit when I was 14. But in those days, there were internships, there were part-time jobs, seasonal jobs. It was a lot easier for a young person to get a work permit, to gain that experience. What we're hearing from members now is that some high schools do a great job. Others, frankly, not so much. We have too many young people graduating from high school that do not have basic writing skills, good reading skills, a fundamental understanding or math or science. Sometimes it's also a question of so-called soft skills, but I believe those are survival skills.
Right.
The ability to communicate, to listen to instructions, the idea that you should show up for work 5 days in a row. I heard from our chairman that one of his fellow business leaders in Wayland had a young person apply for work, but they could only work 3 hours a week and only at certain times and only on certain days. And I think that's
So if we created that, is that the monster? Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Is that a monster we've created, you know, with our participation ribbons and our expectations that are fairly low, and the kids get all sorts of things handed to them, it seems to me? Because when you talk about soft skills, if I didn't show up to work on time, I'd have a boot to my rear end. I would, you know, because that wouldn't fly at my house. And I wonder if we've lost the ability to teach our kids just the basics. You show up on time, you show up dressed properly, you show up ready to go to work, and you show up every day, unless you tell your boss, hey, I'm taking a new job, or I'm not going to be in, or I'm sick, or whatever the case may be, but you communicate. I mean, is it really that hard?
Educators and parents have to have higher expectations and be more clear about it. And we have a parallel problem. As the economy changes, you do have middle-aged and older workers who are displaced. We must retrain those workers. That started last session with Governor Snyder's Marshall Plan. Governor Whitmer has proposed consolidating those programs, reprioritizing current government spending to improve the return on investment in those retraining programs. She has also proposed a related program based on the Tennessee Promise. I've spoken directly to the president and CEO of the Tennessee State Chamber of Commerce, and they're focused on those kids and young workers who need high school plus. Not high school plus a four-year degree, but high school plus a license, a certificate, an
right.
associate's degree. And I think there's a lot we can do at the community college level to help young people who don't need or want a four-year degree. If you do, that's great, but it's not for everyone. And so we've been talking with lawmakers and the administration about moving forward in this area. I'm hopeful that later this week we will see legislation introduced that will really improve the skill set for Michiganders as we go forward together.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it because that is so critical. I mean, try to find a handyman today. Try to find a carpenter or somebody just to do a small job. Not, I don't mean build a house, remodel an entire area. Just get a small job. You can't do it, Rich. I mean, you can't find somebody just to do small. The jobs are too small. I need a window replaced in my house. And I call the big box stores. Well, we got to do at least three at a time. I only need one. Well, you need to do at least three. I don't need to buy windows I don't need. You know, that's that gap right there that's really difficult for a lot of people right now, isn't it?
There are great job opportunities that do not require a four-year degree.
Exactly.
Again, if you want one, that's great. But you're right. In many of our communities across the state, we need more plumbers. We need more carpenters. We need more electricians. We need more equipment operators for the construction industry. And that will be part of our focus at the Michigan Chamber as we work to help close the skills gap, to improve the skills and ability of high school graduates to hit the ground running.
No question.
Get that entry-level job and get those careers started so that kids can stay here in Michigan and grow their careers and start a family and maybe even someday own and operate a business.
Great message, Rich. Greatly appreciate it. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A lot of jobs out there, kids. Maybe you'd like to wake up when you're 22, not with college debt, but with a bank account and a future. Just an idea. Rich, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate that. Thank you. Rich Sully from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back right after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you